Good morning. I'm Connie Mackey with the Family Research Council's Faith, Family, and Freedom Fund. We're happy to be back in Iowa. This is the place. Every 4 years, the eyes of the nation are on this state. We certainly want to offer a tip of the hat to the Iowans who really know how to discuss the issues and present them. And since people are policy, we want to make sure the right people go to Washington. And we're here to exchange our thoughts with Iowans on various issues such as life, marriage, religious liberty, certainly the economy, and all of the issues that affect families today. Joining the tour, where three organizations are sponsoring this tour, Maryland, former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave is representing Susan B. Anthony. Where is she? Come on up here with me. Okay. And then we've got National Organization for Marriage is today represented by Chris Plant. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Good. And we're all happy to be here. We're here because, you know, last November, the people of Iowa reclaimed their right to govern themselves under a constitution whose meaning is clear, by themselves removing three activist judges from power. We were honored to play a part in that victory with a successful judge bus tour then. The Values Bus Tour today will speak to the views held by millions of Americans, not just Iowans, who want to make sure that issues impacting the family and the broader culture are understood and addressed by each of the candidates. The race is clearly wide open. Value voters will be closely watching this week's events as they determine which of the candidates are willing to do what it takes, once elected, to restore fiscal sanity, protect marriage, safeguard religious liberty, and protect the rights of the unborn. Susan B. Anthony is certainly an organization that has worked tirelessly for the unborn, and National Organization for Marriage has concentrated on traditional marriage and one man, one woman marriage, and in working in all of the states as well as Iowa. Is the Lieutenant Governor here yet? All right. Well, then let me introduce Marilyn Musgrave, and we'll introduce our other friends, Tamara Scott from Concerned Women for America is joining us. Chuck Hurley from the Iowa Family Policy Council. Has it changed its name?
We have a C4 called the Family Leader.
And the Family Leader is also represented today.
Bob's the CEO.
By Bob Vanderplatz from the Family Leader. Kim Lehman, Republican National Committee, and Jennifer Bowen from the Iowa Right to Life are joining us today, as well other candidates and people of Iowa that share the views, and we're open for discussion with anyone who shows up from both sides of all the issues. Iowa is a great place to do it, and we're happy to be here, and we're happy it's not snowing, which had which too many times I know I've been out here and it's been freezing cold. So this is a great day. Marilyn, former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave.
Thank you very much, Connie. Well, it is good to be in Iowa today, and what an exciting time as we look forward to the straw poll this week. And I just want to say to everyone here today, pro-lifers have not gone away. We have the economy on our minds, but we also have our core values that are so precious to us on our mind. And we know right now we have the most pro-abortion president in history in this nation. Mexico City policy rescinded, saying that our tax dollars would once again go to support abortions in third world countries. The appointment of pro-abortion justices to the Supreme Court. The unwillingness at this time of fiscal crisis in our nation to take one penny away from Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in this nation. So in these very dark days, though, we have seen pro-life activity all over this nation and state legislatures willing to pass legislation to promote the sanctity of human life and to help women and children in this country, and a willingness to defund Planned Parenthood by courageous governors and, again, state legislatures and executive committees in states like New Hampshire. So we see things around this country that are very encouraging to us. And as we think about this pro-abortion president, it's very important to people around this country who hold to the sanctity of human life to see a nominee on the Republican side that is pro-life, and not only is pro-life, but someone who will lead on the life issue. And that's why Susan B. Anthony List has given the pro-life pledge to these candidates, and we've had six of them sign so far. It's a pledge that talks about important things, such as nominating pro-life justices to the Supreme Court, appointing cabinet members to the relevant positions that are pro-life, defunding Planned Parenthood, advancing and signing into law a pain-capable unborn child act. What we're looking for is a leader on life. And what we're asking for as we get ready for the straw poll this week is citizens around this great state signing a citizen's pro-life pledge, saying that they will only support someone who is willing to lead on the life issue. You know, many people would say today that being pro-life is a political liability. I got news for you, it is not. And as you saw in the last election, all of these pro-lifers elected to Congress, and again, all of the candidates here in Iowa talking about the life issue and talking about their pro-life stand. So we're excited about what's going to happen at the straw poll. We are delighted to be here in Iowa, first in the nation. We are very much looking forward to the straw poll. It is my privilege now to introduce one of my heroes, Chris Plant. He says the most important thing is he's been married to Cynthia for 16 years and they have three children, so we love that. But he's executive director of the National Organization for Marriage in New Hampshire. I'd like to introduce my friend, Chris Plant. All right.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here in Iowa. It is a pleasure to stand for marriage. As Marilyn was mentioning, in the pro-life pledge, many people would tell your candidates that being pro-life is a political liability. Even more so, they're getting that message about marriage. But we're here to tell them that is not the truth. The truth is marriage is a winning issue. The vast majority of Americans believe marriage to be between one man and one woman, and the National Organization for Marriage is proud to stand here in Iowa to start this process as we go to look to elect a president who will lead on marriage, who will lead on family, who will lead on life. It's been said that the greatest political storm will only impact the fringes of humanity. But an ordinary man and an ordinary woman with their ordinary children can change the destiny of nations. Wow. We're here in Iowa to start that process with folks from Iowa, ordinary men and women with their children and families as they begin to stand up in this electoral cycle to change the process and to change this nation. President Obama has refused to defend marriage. His administration has done much to undermine the institution of family. We are here to change that, and beginning here in Iowa this week. So it's our privilege to be here. Thank you for your attention. It's my privilege now to introduce Bob Vanderplaats, the CEO and president of the Iowa Family Leader. Bob and the Family Leader are champions for life, marriage, and family, and it is a privilege to stand with them today. Thank you.
Well, on behalf of the Family Leader, it is great to be in Iowa and to have the Family Research Council, the National Organization for Marriage, the Susan B. Anthony List, and this bus tour that they're embarking on today. You know, 4 years ago, I was very involved in this caucus process with a guy that nobody gave a chance to by the name of Mike Huckabee. But Iowans said, you know, values matter, principles matter, life matters, marriage matters. And they launched Mike Huckabee in the straw poll where he took a surprising second. And then obviously went on to win the Iowa caucuses. And what it shows, I think, that in Iowa, anything can happen, especially when you find out somebody that is who they say they are, and then they say what they believe, and they believe what they say. Well, we believe at the Family Leader that strong marriages lead to strong families. which leads to strong Americas. I studied economics. I used to teach economics. And today you'll hear a lot, it's all about the economy, it's all about the economy. I'd say today it's all about bold leadership. But you cannot erode the family and think you're going to limit government. You cannot erode the family and think you're going to have a strong economy. We need a bold leader that will stand for human life, that will stand for God's design for marriage and family, who will stand for the design for government, as well as for a free market system that will bring us back to a thriving economy in these United States. And that's the kind of leader we're looking for on Saturday, and that's the kind of leader we're looking for in the Iowa caucuses. So we look forward to participating in these processes. We look forward to linking arms with all these organizations and making sure that our voice is heard. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce one of my friends, the Republican National Committee woman from the state of Iowa, Ms. Kim Lehman. Help me recognize Kim Lehman.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Well, welcome to all of you that are from outside of Iowa. This is an exciting week for the Republican Party, and as the National Committee just finished with their Tampa meeting in preparation to make Obama a one-time president. And I want to welcome all value voters to support the Republican candidates who do support marriage between one man and one woman, who do support life at all stages, who do support the values of American people. And I welcome all the people to go to the straw poll. We encourage everyone to get there and to listen to the candidates, because it can't be more important to all of America to make sure that President Obama is defeated. So I welcome any questions as well afterwards if you have them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're honored this morning to have with us the Lieutenant Governor, Kim Reynolds. And Kim, as you all know, but perhaps others in the national media don't know, that she's a former treasurer of the state and a state senator here in Iowa. We're very honored to have her with us as we kick off this tour. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that very much. Good morning, and thank you all for being here for the kickoff of the Values Voter Bus Tour. Iowans hold a unique responsibility in choosing the next leader of our country. In just a few short days, the 2012 Republican presidential candidates will descend on Ames for the first test in the presidential nominating process. The Ames straw poll and the entire nation will be watching and listening as Iowans make their selection. Both the governor and I have stood strong for family values, the sanctity of life, and for smaller, less intrusive government. Our vision understands that growth in government always comes at the expense of freedoms. We must defend the vision of personal responsibility, free enterprise, because success cannot be given, but it must be earned. We must continue to ask the hard questions, challenge those seeking the office of the presidency of the United States, and the honor and privilege to lead this great country. So as you head to Ames this weekend, exercise those rights. Raise to the forefront the importance of family values, faith, and life, and defending the Constitution. Because the freedom and the ideals that we know and love and value provide us the foundation to remain resilient in the face of adversity. Let your voices be heard, stand strong for what's important, and participate. So thank you, and God bless for being here.
Well, again, it's great to be in Iowa, first in the nation, and we are joined by one of the candidates this morning, and it's my privilege to introduce him. Former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. I might add, a signer of the pro-life pledge from Susan B. Anthony list. And not only has he signed the pledge, he has demonstrated his pro-life stand as governor in the great state of Minnesota, signing into law a woman's right to know, giving a woman the information that she needed to have before making a very serious decision. Working to help post-abortion women with information that they needed, and also ensuring that those wonderful volunteers in those crisis pregnancy centers those people showing up for women and their unborn children, their boyfriends, their husbands, their families, and working tirelessly, were able to receive public funding. So I wish to introduce today a pro-life hero, former governor candidate Tim Pawlenty.
Well, good morning. Thanks for gathering in front of the Capitol today, and for those of you who are here and for those of you who will hear our voices through the media in this presentation, I want to thank you for standing for a culture of life. I want to thank you for standing for traditional marriage. I want to thank you for standing for those values that made this nation great. And of course, there are some on the other side of this debate who snicker or ridicule or make fun of those positions, but know that the people of this country reward and understand those positions. Every time, for example, the issue of traditional marriage has been put before the voters and the people of this country, they've supported traditional marriage. But sometimes we have other politicians or the courts who want to intervene in these decisions and take the country on a different course. And that's why those of us who stand for a culture of life, those who stand for traditional marriage, need to not only be present, but need to make sure that our voices remain heard and that we move these causes forward, both in law and in winning the hearts and minds of the people in Iowa and across this great country. As you know, the decisions of Congress and the courts are a reflection of people's hearts and minds. We will ultimately win this cause and continue the culture of life in this country and advance the culture of life in this country by winning over the hearts and minds of the people. So ultimately, we want to make sure that our positions are made strongly, but they're also done in love in a way that invites people to our cause. We're going to win this cause because we're right. And in Minnesota, one of the most challenging political environments in the country for a conservative, I was able to advance these issues. I was the co-author of the successful Defense of Marriage Act legislation in Minnesota that put into statute a defining traditional marriage and a defining marriage as between a man and a woman. I also made sure when I was governor that I appointed people to the Supreme Court in my state who understood that their job and responsibility and loyalty was to interpret the Constitution and the law as written and as intended. So I wanted to make sure that we put people on those courts that had the restraint and the humility to make sure that they didn't insert their personal political views or their broader political views into the law. And those court appointments were viewed as some of the best of any state judicial court appointments in the country. And as was mentioned in the introduction, we're also able to make dramatic strides for the pro-life cause in my state. I proposed and signed into law some of the most historically important pro-life legislation in my state's history. And the good news and the good results keeps coming in as a result of those changes. We just recently got news that abortions in Minnesota we're at historic lows, or at least historic in modern time lows, for my state and continuing in the right direction. But more work needs to be done in Washington, D.C. and all across this country. That hard work is reflected by this bus tour and the fine people who are standing behind me and the message and the passion and the commitment that they're trying to bring to make these issues part of the political landscape and policy debate in Iowa. But we got more work to do. So I want to invite you to continue to stand strong for life. I want to invite you to continue to stand strong for traditional marriage. It's right for our country. It's right for our society. It's right for our culture. And it's the right thing to do for America. So let's continue to roll up our sleeves and get this done. I'm thankful for you being here today. And I hope that you'll come to Ames this Saturday as be part of the straw poll. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
I am Tamara Scott. I want to thank you for being here and thank Family Research Council, American Family Association, Nation of Marriage for helping us in Iowa as we prepare for the straw poll and the responsibility of that. Today I speak to you as a mother, a private citizen. The most important thing that I do is raising tomorrow's leaders to be productive citizens, not only here, but for their eternity. It's very easy for people to tack values. I was with high school friends lately, and with such arrogance, a young man said, I'm a fiscal conservative. Proudly. Like there was honor in that title. Like somehow it's better to defend the dollar than a baby. Somehow your pocketbook is more important than someone's life. When you run into politicians or other voters who want to claim themselves as fiscal responsibility or fiscal conservatives, understand where their priorities are and that you may be the life they're willing to give up in the future when it costs them through their taxes. Understand what that fiscal conservative is saying to you. And also understand you will not have fiscally sound policies until you have socially sound principles. It is our nation's families that will build a stronger America. It will not be a government official who will create jobs. It will be private citizens. It is not courts that define families. God already did. It is not a special interest group or a PAC that will preserve your liberties. It's the soldier. And so when you hear someone talking about cutting the military for heartwarming ventures and social programs, understand the peril that will place you in and your liberties and your freedoms. It cost this nation, according to Family Research Council in 2009, $280 billion a year for the fragmented family. $280 billion a year, $1 trillion a decade. Another group with Democratic leadership came up with a $112 billion fee at $1 trillion a decade. Either way, we can no longer afford. We must do what we can to repair the family, because when the family is healthy, society benefits. When family is struggling, society pays the cost. I'm not looking to the government to make me successful. I merely want them to get out of my way so I can be. I'm thankful for politicians who will talk about values, but I'm not looking for lip service and empty promises. And whether in the Democratic or the Republican Party, I urge everyone to hold them accountable. I have sat with the administration of this state, and I have talked about the concerns of same-sex marriage that was foisted on this people, and the concern of polygamy coming in on top of it. I've sat across the table from Senator Matt McCoy talking about polygamy when he called it a red herring. What he didn't know was just days before his own party's leadership, Senator Harry Reid, had called for a task force on polygamy because he feared states in the West, people were moving to the West to escape the authority of the government to live under polygamous situations. Understand, when you allow the whittling and the chipping away of the foundations that made you strong, there is no recourse but for you to become weak. I stand here in arm, in lockstep, and thrilled to be here in a state where Iowans take seriously their role in selecting the new presidential nominee. It's in Iowa where handshakes and conversations are more important than sound bites, where personal impressions outweigh talk show pundits and the press. So Iowans, I encourage you, take your responsibilities very, very strongly, very seriously, ask the tough questions, demand the right answers, and only give your votes to those who have proven by their records and their works that they will fulfill the promises that they make. Thank you so much for being here today.
We're also very pleased to be joined by Jennifer Bowen. You know, we do work at the federal level for the sanctity of human life, and it is always an honor to meet individuals in the states that have given so much of their time and their talent and their effort and their resources to defend the sanctity of human life. Now we'll hear from Jennifer Bowen, Iowa Right to Life. Thank you,
Jennifer. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I am so excited to have this opportunity. We work with Susan B. Anthony on the national level, like she said, but what you need to know that here in the state of Iowa, we have very specific very specific to Iowa threats on our women and on our children. What you need to know is that since 2008, Planned Parenthood of the Heartland started a test pilot program on our women. We now have walk-in, no appointment necessary, webcam abortions. What does that mean? A woman is going to come in, sit down in front of a camera. She's going to talk to a doctor, possibly on the other side of Des Moines, possibly 100 miles from here, possibly out of state, who knows. That woman is going to talk to the doctor over the camera. She's going to pull out a pill set. She's going to take the first set of pills in front of the camera. She's going to be instructed to go home, and a few days later, expel some tissue. What Planned Parenthood is not telling these women is that woman is going to go home and deliver her dead child alone. Now you may think, okay, we're talking a little blob of tissue. Did you know at 9 weeks, your child looks like this? Everything is in place. We are sending our daughters and our granddaughters, our sisters and friends, into these walk-in abortion clinics to come home and deliver that dead child alone. Our women deserve better. Our women deserve safety. Our women deserve care. Our women deserve compassion and the truth. And the truth is, there's nothing safe about abortion in a clinic, and there is nothing safe about having an abortion at home alone. Please, please join with me in telling the truth. Our Iowa women and our women across the states deserve better. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. We look forward to a great tour around the state of Iowa. I'd like to close with a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for granting us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Might we be diligent to elect those who would lay down their lives to protect those rights that were given by you. Father, restore us, renew us, bring America back to its knees in humble submission to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again.